The fight against malaria is becoming more pressing in Southeast Asia. Thailand, for one, has greatly reduced malaria infections through various control measures, including better drugs to treat it. But along Thailand's borders, new strains of malaria are emerging that are resistant to the most effective drugs. As NPR's Jason Bobien reports from Thailand, the rise of these new forms of malaria could reverse years of progress.
The Wanpak Clinic sits on the eastern bank of the Moy River on the border between Thailand and Myanmar, also known as Burma. Each morning, dozens of Burmese cross the muddied cafe creme-colored river in narrow skiffs to seek medical attention at the Simple Health facility. And the first thing the clinic staff does is to test anyone with fever for malaria.
5 or 6 years ago, 90% of the patients are malaria. But these days, only 10% are malaria and 90% are other kinds of infection.
Dr. An Pye Pyo, the lead doctor at the clinic, says malaria remains a major health problem in the area, particularly on the Burmese side of the border. And the cases they're seeing here at his clinic are growing harder to treat. On this morning, the doctor is attending to a 5-year-old malaria patient who'd been carried into the clinic 3 days earlier.
On that day, he could even move his limbs, so we need to start the intravenous anti-malaria drugs. And we also need to transfuse him with the blood.
The boy had traveled for more than half a day with his mother from deep inside Burma to reach the clinic. And by the time he arrived, he was suffering from severe malaria. Dr. An Pye Pyo says if the mother had waited even a day longer to bring her son to the clinic, the child probably would have died. The boy responded well to an initial dose of intravenous artemisinin drugs. The staff followed that with a 3-day regimen of pills, including artemisinin. The problem is that lately here, doctors have been finding that some forms of the malaria parasite are growing resistant to artemisinin.
If the parasite strain in dead kid turn out to be resistant, the scenario will be quite disastrous.
The first day at the clinic for this boy was critical, Dr. An Pye Pyo says. And if the parasite had continued to multiply in his body, the infection could have been fatal. This clinic is run by the Shoklo Malaria Research Unit, or SMRU, which is a part of Mahidol University. Francois Nostin, the head of SMRU, says drug-resistant malaria is still rare here, but it's a major concern. Sitting behind the clinic with chickens marching past his feet, Nostin says artemisinins are the last best drugs currently available to treat malaria, and the threat of losing them should push the global community to launch an all-out war against the disease.
Either we eliminate malaria, or if we don't, then we think that the parasite will become more and more resistant to such an extent, at such a point that we won't be able to use these drugs anymore. So we would have lost that race, and then we know what's going to happen next. Malaria will be on the rise, and we have almost no drug to treat it.
Drug resistance among malaria parasites is currently being seen here along Thailand's western border and also along Thailand's eastern border with Cambodia. This part of the world is also where resistance first emerged to chloroquine, one of the most famous and effective anti-malaria drugs of the 20th century. Chloroquine started to fail here in the 1960s, and then that resistance spread to the rest of the globe. Jason Bobien, NPR News, Mae Sot, Thailand.